First, good to have each and every one in the house of the Lord this morning. Remember those that are traveling. Got some that will be on the road, some that are on the road, some that are out of town working, some that are here and yonder. And so Lord knows where they're all at. Some that are sick. Amen. So remember them this morning. 1 Corinthians 1:21, the Word of God says, "For that in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men enter the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And base things of the world and things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in His presence. But of Him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, He that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord." Would you pray with me? Father, I thank You this morning for the privilege on this time, God, to be back in Your house, and thank You for Your mercy and Your grace. May we, God, speak as the oracle of Thee. May we declare Your counsel, sir, not one word more or less, and that You may have glory and honor, and that there may be good ground in which the seed is sown, and that it may bring forth 30, 60, 100 fold, and that, God, that each vessel may be, God, added to and filled with that which is of You, and that we may bring glory and honor unto You, and that You may be lifted up before men and exalted, that men will be drawn then unto You in the name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen. Wonderful passage of Scripture showing us, and shows us several things actually. One of the things that it does declare plainly unto us is that God does things in a way so as not to bring any glory to flesh. And you could go through the Bible from that passage of Scripture and look at many areas and many situations and see that God, who changes not, has been that way throughout the ages. God made Gideon, who started out with 32,000 men, before he's through, he's down to 300. Amen. In other words, if God would allow 32,000, then they would have said the number. And Gideon and all those would have been the glory. But God said, look, amen, you got too many. Amen. When He got it whittled down to 300, amen, it had become impossible for that 300 to ever destroy the Midianites. Amen. Then the glory belongs to God. Amen. And by the way, I have my doubts about the 32,000 being able to accomplish the task. Amen. And so God knew what they needed all along was God to take care of the enemy. Amen. Just like Sister Helen sang this morning, that the battle's not mine. And amen. God then had them shelter in His arms and knew what they needed and all that it took. Amen, was folks just to obey God. So in this passage, the Word of God shows us also that wisdom, that by simple the wisdom of man, you cannot bring men, women, boys, and girls to a knowledge. In other words, through the mind, you cannot get folks saved by reaching the mind of a person. Amen. It's got to do more than that. Amen. You have to reach their spirit. It has to reach the soul of man. Amen to God. And seeing then that God has chosen the method. Amen. By the way, foolishness of preaching is not always the preacher preaching. Hello. It can be a person witnessing. Amen. The Spirit of God preaching through a child of God. Witnessing one-on-one. Amen. That declaring what God has done and the good news and the counsel of God. Amen. Out of that comes, something from the Spirit of God to the spirit of man. Amen. And so by transforming that person, amen, changing them from what they were to what God desires them to be. Amen. So I want to look for a little while at the power of Christ. Amen. His power, His life, and His abiding. Amen to God. You know, we live in a world that Brother Joe can tell you today desperately needs Jesus. Amen. I cannot express it in any fashion near enough how desperately the world needs Jesus this morning. Amen. You pick up a phone or turn on the TV. Amen. Gather up a newspaper, whatever you want to do, and you look at the news. Amen. End upon end upon end, and story upon story upon story. Amen. Shows us that the world is in grave need of the Lord this morning. Amen. I mean, every kind of thing that is hard to imagine what you cannot find in the news. Amen. So, for just a little while this morning, I want to look. Amen. And so we see in this passage of Scripture, amen, that God begins to show that it's not by the standards and the powers of man. Amen. He said, we preach Christ crucified. Amen. To the Jews, He said, that's a stumbling block. Amen. They can't get a hold of that. Amen. Now they're looking for their Messiah to come and make Israel the head of the world. Amen. And so that they don't get a hold of that lowly shepherd and amen that is willing to give his life for the sheep. And amen. They miss that part somehow or another. Amen. About there has to be an atoning and a redemption. Amen. To God. Hallelujah. Thank God. Amen. That Jesus was willing to come and give his life. Hallelujah. That we might have life and have it more abundantly. Amen to God. And so here he said, it's foolishness to the Jews, or a stumbling block to the Jews, and foolishness to those Greeks. If it had been culture, amen, and so-called wisdom of men had been the Savior of the world, amen, the ancient Greeks would have had the perfect utopia. Amen. Socrates and all of those philosophers, amen, but they had one major problem. Amen. They were bound in the flesh. I got a little news for folks. Amen. There is no good thing in this flesh. It is not the answer. Amen. Only answer. Amen. By the way, Miss Oprah, is Christ. Amen. Jesus. Hallelujah. Let me hurry this morning. I've got a bit of ground to cover. Amen. I want to look at Christ. Amen. His power. Number one, Jesus' power. Amen. The most important, saving power. Amen. The government can't save you. Amen. The welfare programs can't save you. Amen. Psychologists can't save you. Amen. Medical science can't save you. It's in the sense of your spirit and your soul. Amen. No, there's not a plan. There's not enough money. There's not an ability of man. Amen. To deliver man from his fallen estate in that garden. Amen. And cause him to be in the good graces of God. It cannot happen by the works of men. Amen. It can't happen by catechism, by training, by going through these little liturgies that a lot of religion wants to go through. Amen. But it can happen in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Amen. If we'll just bow our head, humble our heart. Amen. Glory to God and allow the Christ of glory. Amen. Glory to God to do what He does best. Amen. To dip the hyssop in the blood and to sprinkle us under regeneration in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank God. You know, they asked God, I believe it was the young people's teen challenge, what is the reason for your great success? Amen. The 5 years down the road, their people are still free of drugs. They haven't spent even a tenth as much as federal government programs spend. Amen to God. And so they told the federal government, we can tell you in one word what our success is about. Jesus is our success. Amen. We have one condition when people come to us, that they'll go to church and they'll hear the gospel preached. Amen to God. Oh, hallelujah. I want to tell you, amen, if humankind would only get a hold of it this morning and take a hold of the Word of God, amen, it changed their world in record time. Amen to God. God would turn their world upside down, put it right like it's supposed to be. Amen. Every time I go right there, I can't help but to think about what Brother David said when he's preaching in Canada, and all those folks that the Teen Challenge group was down, and every time they got an altar, here comes those folks to prophesy over them, tell them how they was all called to be preachers, and amen, all this other stuff. And every night they go back, amen, and they're the same person that they've been. Amen. On Wednesday night, Amen. He said, I told him, nobody comes to that altar except to talk to God. No laying on hands. No messing about. Amen. Just let them come do business with God by themselves. Whew. Wednesday night gave the altar call. That team challenged by young men fell in that altar. Amen. Prayed. Amen. Thursday evening, he's sitting there before service, and with the team challenge representative sitting by and chatting, in comes one. He goes down to the altar. Amen. And he places some money on the altar, goes over, kneels down, and prays a few minutes, gets up and goes to his seat. Amen. The team challenge, head said, bumps him with his elbow, said, you see that? Amen. Brother David said, yeah, I just thought he was giving an offering. Next one comes in, lays money on that altar, goes over and prays a few minutes and goes and sat down. Amen. Just continued one by one. And Brother David said, I'd like to know just what is this you're all excited about? He said, look at here. Amen. He said, I want to tell you why I'm excited. Amen. When they lay that money on that altar, they hunted no drugs last night. They didn't go after anything. Amen. They had deliverance. Amen to God. They met the Master. Glory. Hallelujah. Amen to God. They met the one that knew how to break the chains. Amen. And set them free. Oh, hallelujah. Listen, amen, we need Jesus. That's what we need. Amen. I thought about when I said that many years ago, I read the opening of a Watchman Nee's biography. Amen. And Brother Nee's singing a song. He can't sing very loud. His ribs have been broken the night before from his beatings. Amen. And his lungs are punctured. He don't have a lot of volume, but he's a singing. Amen. Suddenly in the shadows, one of the guards have moved in next to his cell and said, Brother Nee, your song's troubling me. Amen. Oh, son, why is my song troubling you? Said, it don't sound right. Sounds like you're fixing to leave us. Why does that trouble you, son? We need you, Brother Nee. And Brother Nee says back to him, son, if that's what you think, I've been a failure. Amen. You don't need me. You need Jesus, son. Amen. You need the Lord. Oh, thank God. No wonder. Amen. He had such an influence. Amen to God. He knew what man needed. It wasn't Brother Nee. Amen. It's Jesus Christ crucified, resurrected. Amen. Thank God for His saving power. Amen. Hallelujah. You see, the Lord don't have nobody trouble saving folks, no matter how far down they've been. You know, sometimes the folks will look at a person and say, well, there just ain't no hope for that person. You ever let that devil slip up and tell you that? Come on now. You get to look at people, he'll tell you, oh, ain't no hope for that. Well, look how bad they are. That's a lie hatched out of hell. You know what? This book shows us that don't matter where, how far down you've been, amen, the Lord knows how to save. Amen. I mean, Jesus went across that Sea of Gennesaret, and he landed up in the land of the Gadarenes. Hello? And there's a fellow over there that nobody knows what to do with. Come on. He's messed up. Amen. I mean, he's even doing his own step in, as most of the world is doing their own step in today. Amen. Them folks that's running from God, they're destroying their own life. And they're blinded to that fact. Amen. Listen, he's cutting himself. He's living in the tombs. I mean, he's a lonely, horrible shape of a man. They prayed of him. They don't know what to do with him. But I'm telling you, when Jesus sets his toe on the shore of the Sea of Gennesaret, amen, them devils that was living in that man known who had arrived on that shore, and they realized and knew he hadn't come down there for a picnic. Come on. They knew he's come there on business. Amen. I thank God that God always comes on business. Amen. If people let him, he's always God. Hallelujah. And so, amen, that them devils and that push that man come running down there trying to preserve their holdings. Believe you me, the devil always trying to hold on to what he's got. Hello? So they come down and said, why have you come to cast us out before our time? My, my, my. Oh, listen here. Don't cast us out. They knew they was going. Ain't it strange that the devil sometimes has more faith than professing children of God? They knew their game was up. Don't cast us out in the deep. Let us go in that bunch of pigs, a bunch of hogs up there on the hillside. Amen. Jesus said only one word. Didn't have to tell him a long liturgy. Go. That's all he said. Go. Amen. Out of that man, Amen. He done asked him, he done told him, we are legion, for we are many. Amen. It don't matter how many demons it is. Amen. I can tell you, God is great enough. Amen. I preached in areas where there was a high mouth. Amen. A boat hooked on crack cocaine. Amen to God, that I can preach it. Amen. In that place, it don't matter what you hooked on. It don't matter what devils, amen, got chains on your life. Amen. I know somebody that's bigger than he is. Ooh, glory. While I'm there, I might as well tell that story about that little fella. Amen. I heard him. Amen. Preaching one night, and he's down in a little restaurant. Said he met a young black man. Amen. And he's down there. That black man said, "Man, yeah, I was down there." And he called off the name of the street. He's down in L.A. somewhere in one of the bad districts there. Amen. And he said, "I was preaching the other night." I said, "Yeah." And said, "A big black man walked up to me." He said, "He must have been 6'8" or 6'9". Looked down at me and said, "I'm the devil." I said, "What'd you do, son?" He said, "Man, I looked up at him and said, 'Man, I got bad news for you.'" He said, "Oh, it got him to preach me a revival." Amen. I said, "Because," he said, "he's got bad news. He is defeated." Amen to God. Jesus said, "Go." The devils went out of legion. Amen. The next thing they found was a man clothed in his right mind. And what else? He wants to follow Christ. And Jesus said, "Look here. You don't need to follow me. You got a mission field right here where you living at, son." I think last time when Brother David was here, he read that scripture. Amen. And talked about, amen, how that God used that man that they thought there was no hope for. Amen. I mean, he's, why in the world can anybody, God, daughter, anybody else do any good for that fella? But when Jesus comes back, amen, to the land of the Gadarenes, he finds a whole different world than when he left. Looks like that certain brother had been about the master's business, and he'd been going around, amen, telling the good news that folks didn't have to stay bound, that they could find deliverance. Thank God for the saving power. Isn't it amazing? I've only got one point here so far. Saving. Amen. Isaiah 63:1. "Who is he that this that cometh from Edom with thy garments from Bozrah? Amen. This that is glorious in his apparel, traveling in the greatness of his strength. I that speak in righteousness, mighty to save. My, I heard him say, I trod the winepress alone. Amen. There's no one with me but my right arm. It's brought salvation." Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank God there's salvation in Christ. Amen. Don't matter what the devil says. Glory. By the way, he'll come with all his lies. Had a young man praying through an altar many years ago. Couldn't get through. I said, "Listen, son, quit believing what the devil said. Amen. Go ahead and, amen, ignore him and believe what God said. Amen. You can't get saved believing the devil. You've got to believe what God said." Amen. In 2 minutes, amen, he's got his arms up and he's found victory. Amen. You've got to put that devil where he belongs. Let God be the truth and every man or anybody else a liar. Amen. Trust what God says. And I'm telling you, we'll believe upon this Christ. He'll break the chains. Hey, you know, he specializes in breaking chains. Old Peter's bound in jail. They done killed James. The church is praying without ceasing. Amen. And Peter's laying in there. He must have thought Peter was one bad dude. I mean, he's chained between two soldiers. I mean, he's got to be really something else. Come on, Brother Joe. That set of men has not changed. It's still the same. They think that the worst thing for this nation is those folks who believe in God. I got news for them. If it wasn't for those few left that believe in God, this nation would be a lot worse than what it is right now. Come on. It is the only thing that is... What did God say to Isaiah? I'll get it right in a minute. Amen. What did he say to Abraham? "If I can find 5 righteous, I'll spare that. I'll spare it if I can find 5. Amen. God told me many years ago, when he can no longer find the righteous, it's going to be bad business. Amen. This nation doesn't know what hardship is. Amen. But I think that it ain't going to be too long before she does. Let me hurry. Just throw that in. Amen. He's not only his power is in saving, His power is in pardoning. Matthew 9:6, but that you may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins. Then saith he to the sick of the palsy, arise, take up thy bed, and go up to thy house. Amen. That he has power to forgive sin. Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. If we allow Christ to live in our life, you know what we will do? We'll have power to forgive sin as far as the self is concerned. Amen. You know what a lot of the biggest problems in the church are? Unforgiveness! What is it doing? It hurts me. Amen. What does the Bible say? I heard Brother Al Nixon was tearing it up when I was headed to work the other morning. Amen. He quoted that passage of Scripture. So Jesus said to His disciples, for if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your heavenly Father forgive ye your trespasses. Oh, I tell you, you know what that tells me? That tells me if I won't forgive, I'm in a lot of trouble. Because I know Brother Joe is going to make mistakes. I'm going to have trespasses. Amen. And I need forgiveness. Amen. So if I want forgiveness, let me forgive. And if I can't forgive, let me ask God, would you please help me? You know what He'll do? He'll help me. He'll help you. Amen. You know what? An old brother that I helped preach his funeral many years ago was going on to be with the Lord. Amen. A man that didn't live for God most of his life, but he got saved in the latter part of his life, and God used him, amen, the last couple of years of his life mightily. Amen, Brother Adams. Amen, the first night I heard that man, they let him get up and give his testimony, and Brother Tony McCullough said, you're going to watch me. He said, I thought I'd seen God do some people, amen, and shake some people real funny, but said, when you see this man, you're going to find out God just rattled him around all over the place, and he did. Amen. But Brother Adams quoted that passage out of Proverbs that says, only by pride cometh contention. Amen. But with the well advised, there is wisdom. Amen to God. What does that say, Brother Joe? Amen. That says if I can be offended, amen, pride has a hold somewhere in my life. Somewhere I've elevated me or I to the place that I and me should not be elevated. You know what the Apostle Paul said? I don't know how I got there, but I did. Amen. The Apostle Paul said, amen, we are apostles. He just grouped himself, him and his kind. We apostles, we're the all-scouring of all things. What's the all-scouring, Brother Joe? That's the refuse. We're the garbage. What's he doing? Is he saying he lives like a dog? That's not what he's saying. He's saying we have made ourselves of none of it. We have made ourselves of no importance. In other words, we have humbled ourselves. We're the all-scouring. And listen, if you and I would do that, what did Jesus say? That man comes in, let him take that low seat. Amen. And then the good man of the house can say, you come on up here and sit by me. For he that exalted himself shall be abased, but he that is abased himself is going to be exalted on that day. That's the measure. Amen. Oh, thank God. Amen. Christ gives us power. Amen. To do a lot of things if we will let Him. Pardoning. Amen. His power, not only is that, it's infinite. My. You know something? The federal government does not have infinite power. The state of Russia, or the country of Russia, does not have infinite power. All of the bunch in the Middle East does not have infinite power, but Jesus has infinite power. Yeah, I got it on good word by the Word of God, Matthew 28:18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power, A-L-L, is given unto me in heaven and in earth. All. And Brother Keeter used to say, all means all. Amen. What does that say, Brother Joe? That all the power belongs to God. Amen. Listen, God allows things to happen because of men's deeds, men's wills, men's wants. Amen. But He allowed Israel because they got to want meat. Amen. God gave meat, but while they was eating it, it made them sick. Amen. But God allowed them to have it. Amen. God, they wanted to live an unshod life. God gave them horrible kings. You know, people say, how in the world we wind up some of these folks get elected? I said, somebody wanted them. God allow you to have them. Here, Brother Joe. Brother Joe's always said, if all that profess to be Christians in this country were true Christians, we wouldn't have the political problems that we have today. If you've got 85% of the folks claiming to be Christian, believe you me, there's a lot of folks that's in Washington, D.C. that wouldn't be there if that was a fact. Hello, that's just the way it is. Amen. You see, the problem is not fixed by the politics. Amen. The problem is spiritual. You get the spiritual problem fixed, the politics all take care of themselves. Amen. We got the church system trying to affect the politics. Amen. To change the politics when we ought to be trying to change the spiritual. You can't. That's like trying to turn go things and turn things backwards and put the cart in front of the mule. It don't work good. Amen. Never was intended to work that way. Amen. You got to go after what a brother. What is it? I believe it was brother. The Salvation Army brother William Booth said, "We go after them." And we go after the worst. We go after the meanest, hateless sinners in town. Amen. And they ask him why. He said, well, after we get them, all the rest of us downhill from there. Hello. But then Brother Boot did have to say the good man. That person is just that's a good moral man. It's harder to reach with the gospel than that rank, hard sinner is to reach. That's an absolute fact. Amen. Person that don't think they've ever done much wrong, and you can, until you can convince them of that, you can't get them saved no matter how you try, whatever else you do. If the Holy Ghost can't convict them of their sin, they can't be saved. Let me hurry. Infinite power. Amen. No wonder that ought to give the church some kind of encouragement and strength, would it not? Behold, all power in heaven and earth is given unto me. Amen. In heaven and in earth. And what is in the next verse? Jesus said, therefore go ye unto all the world. In other words, what is Jesus saying? He said, all that power is given to me, and I am delegating it to the church. Sometimes the church, and what we do, we cower, we sit back, and we have forgotten that Jesus said, all power. In heaven and earth is given unto me. Brother Joe don't believe, amen, that God gives any one person the Spirit of God without measure. Does give to Christ the Spirit of God without measure. And Brother Joe believes he gives it to the church without measure. Hello? Not an individual, but the church. Amen. Therefore, amen, the greatest power on the face of this earth today is His church. Come on, whether we believe it or not, if we believe it, we can practice it. If we don't believe it, we're going to sit there in doubt and unbelief and hinder. And what did the Word of God say about, amen, Ephraim being armed with bows, turn back in the day of battle and limited the Holy One of Israel? You see, a lot of times we'll limit God because we say, well, we just can't. We got the wrong message. Amen, we ought to have the message that Joshua and Caleb had. We're well able. We're well able. Amen. Through Christ. Amen. What did Jesus tell His disciples? Nothing shall be impossible unto you. My. Glory to God. Every time I read that, I get chill bumps up my back. Nothing. Come on, that takes in a lot of territory. Hello? All things, and He says in one place, all things are possible. To who? To them that believe. Amen. You see, that little woman had the issue of blood. So with man, I'm telling you, it ain't been possible. She spent everything she had. She just got worse. But here comes a man through town that she's heard about. His name is Jesus. And she has heard that Jesus, amen, is the Son of God and that He heals the sick. And she, by faith, says, if I can just touch the hem of His garment. So she ventures out and breaks, the law of the hour. Amen. She's not supposed to be a opponent, but she presses forward. She's after something that she's got to have. Man, hadn't been the answer. But the answer's coming to town. He's going to walk by today. And she pressed. I went, here's that. You've got to know this little lady ain't strong. She's weak. You got to know that she's fatigued. Amen. But I mean, she's doing her dead level best to do what on her part. And when she has reached out in that throng, people, and she has touched just the rabble on the tip of His garment, my, Jesus stops dead cold in the street where He's walking. Hallelujah! I said, He stopped, and He said, who touched me? His disciples looked at Him like He had lost His mind. Jesus said, you don't understand. Amen. I know I'm in a throng here. I know there's a lot of folks pushing and shoving. Amen. But somebody touched me in a whole different way than that. Amen. Somebody's got faith here. Amen. And somebody believed. I felt virtue go out of my body. Amen. My. That great preacher. Amen. Brother D.L. Moody stood in a huge sanctuary. Amen. In Alabama, many years ago, to do a dedicatory service. He got the old man to pray. Amen. I do the invocation. He walked to that pulpit, and he only said two words in his prayer. Stop, God. Oh, hallelujah. They looked at him like he, amen, had become senile. He ain't senile. Amen. Brother Moody just had said something that is so profound. Would you stop by here just a few minutes, Lord? Woo, my. I mean to tell you, if Jesus stops for a few minutes, amen, by this place this morning, amen, things, amen, that are well beyond the ability of men, amen, will He do. Oh, hallelujah. Who touched me? That little woman finally, amen, acknowledged that. Oh, God, daughter, be of good cheer, Jesus said, thy faith hath made thee whole. Amen. Listen, come on, you got to look at what all was going on. And I mean, there's a lot of things going on right there. Jesus has went to this little town, and there's a man named Jairus that's there. He's a ruler in the synagogue. He probably wasn't anymore after he done what he done, but he was until then. His daughter's laying there. She's dying. What does he do? He went to hunt somebody who has some power. Hello? I ain't going to get through today. That's all right. He went to hunt somebody who has some power. And here's Jesus in the middle of the town and right in front of everybody. Glory to God. I said right in front of everybody. Amen. This old Pharisee run right up there. Amen. To where Jesus was. Got down on his hands and his knees and said, Lord, amen. Oh, if you will, amen. Come, my daughter lies grievously ill. Jesus said, I'll go. Amen. But he got on his knees and the Word of God said he worshiped him in front of everybody. Listen, Pharisee worshiped Jesus in that day. He wasn't no longer going to be ruling that synagogue. His goose is cooked for that matter. Amen. But listen, there comes a time when religion don't matter no more. What matters is salvation. What matters is Christ. Amen. So Jesus then heads, of course, to Jairus' house. And on the way back through that town, this little woman has stopped the procession by her faith. You hear, Brother Joe, the next one that touches Christ by faith will stop him too. The next one that touches him by faith will stop him. He'll always stop. Amen. He'll always stop. Oh, thank God that He will. Hallelujah. He'll stop. Oh. Behold, I am the high priest that is touched with the feeling of thine infirmities. And to them that will reach out to me by faith and believe upon me, saith the Lord, shall I not break the chains? Shall I not deliver the captives, saith the Lord? Shall I not keep my word? Behold, I will hasten to perform it, saith the Lord, and I will glorify my name. And behold, I will deliver my people, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank God. Woo! It wasn't only the little lady got delivered. Amen. They headed out of town, and when they got out of town a little bit, here come the bearer of bad news. And they run up to old Jairus and said, don't bother the master anymore. Your daughter is dead. Jesus walks over to Jairus, and he says these words, only believe. All things are possible to them that believe. Look, Jairus, you just believe. You started, don't quit now. Don't allow this message, amen, to deter you. Don't matter what state your daughter's in, amen, you're looking at one with infinite power. Amen. My Bible showed me the infinite power of His resurrective power in that there were three occasions in the Word of God. The first one was Jairus' daughter who has just passed. The second one, amen, was 2 days dead and was the widow at Nain's son. And the third one was Lazarus who was 4 days dead and already in the tomb. And all three had to yield to the authority of Christ. Don't matter if it's been 1 hour, 2 days, 4 days, 1,000 years. When the Master speaks, death gives up its hold. Amen. And loses, the chains fall off. My God. Amen. Hallelujah. I know I started the story about Peter here. I only believe when Jesus got to Jairus' house, they said, folks there, they're mourning already. Isn't it fast? How fast the mourners got there? And they mourning. Jesus said, why are you mourning? She's only asleep. They thought they knew more than he did. That's the problem a lot of times. Oh, if we only knew what he knew. Amen. He knew what was going on. Amen. And they laughed him to scorn, the Word of God says. And he put them, said, put them out. We ain't having this on a bunch of unbelievers here. Walks into to Jairus' house, takes that little girl by the hand and says unto her, Talitha kumma, daughter, I say unto thee, arise. Amen. She got up. Hallelujah. And I'm going to tell you the next one he says that to, we'll get up as well. Amen. Glory to God. Well, hallelujah. I've laid my glasses down somewhere. Don't worry about it with. There they are. Amen. Listen. Peter is bound between two soldiers. Undoubtedly, Peter had good faith. He's laying there sleeping. James is dead. He's serving the living God. Church is praying without ceasing. And the Word of God says, suddenly they shone a light into that jail cell. And the angel of the Lord appeared in that cell. And what did he do? He smote old Peter. Gave him a little toe boot. Amen. Said, arise. Gird thyself. Pull on your sandals. Amen. And come with me. And the Word of God said, when Peter got up, the chains fell off. Amen. Them two soldiers were laying there like dead men. Amen. He stood up, the chains fell off. If we'll obey God, the chains will come off every time. Woo! Don't take that. You don't have to talk to the chains. Somebody else done that. Amen. And the Word of God said he led Peter out. Peter went through one, two, and out the third gate. And suddenly Peter's standing in the street in the dark. And he's the only one there. And then he also began to realize that wasn't a dream I was having. That's the reality. Isn't it amazing when old Peter goes arise down there at the house and amen and he knocks on that door and little Rhoda answers that door and says, hey, Peter's at the door. And all the folks that's in there praying said, you just got to see this spirit. You just wanted to see him so bad. No, he's here. Amen to God. I want to tell you, he has infinite power. Amen. We better learn to trust Him. Because there are going to be things you and I are going to face in life that we do not have the ability to deal with. But we know someone that has all power in heaven and earth. Amen. And we are His. And if we'll trust Him, then all of that power, amen, can be delegated and work unto us. Yeah, I know the devil come like, and it's according to God how God does and when God does. We just got to trust God. Amen. The Word of God says in the book of Psalms, amen, that he said, though the mountains be removed and cast into the depths of the sea, we will not fear. For thou art with us. Amen. He said, for there is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God. Amen. I'm telling you, if we will hold on to God, it don't matter what the conditions are, don't matter if the mountains are flying into the sea. Those are things that all this symbolizes is things that have been that way forever suddenly have changed. It don't matter. Somebody we know has not changed. Amen. And I thank God this morning that He hasn't changed. That He's the same. Father, I thank You today. I thank You, Lord, for Your power. Lord, help us more than ever to know You. Lord, it was David that knew Your power when he's facing that Goliath across the creek and realized that Goliath was insignificant compared to you. Lord, it was the three Hebrew children that had been faced with a burning fire furnace and realized, sir, that they loved you and trusted you more than they did what that king could do to them. And realized, Lord, that if you wanted to, that they could go through that burning fire furnace and come out. And, George, you brought them through it without even the smell of smoke being on them. Lord, I thank you today that you still the self-same God, that you still have that glorious power, and that you still, God, will God work that power, and God, that same mighty, glorious life that is so full and so powerful, that behold, though we dead, yet you'll cause us to come to life, and behold, if we walk with you, we will never die. But that soul, that life of the soul shall be maintained throughout eternity. And Lord, all of this we have because you abide in us and we abide in you. Amen. May you have glory and honor this morning in the name of Jesus. Let's just close in prayer. Does it matter what the devil has said? It doesn't matter what faces us in life. Amen. What matters is that we know what the Apostle Paul said. We know in whom we have believed. And we have confidence that he is able to keep that which we have committed unto him against that day. Thank God this morning that he's the same God that he's always been. Amen. That he has no respect of person, no respect of generation. It don't matter, amen, what time span we're living in, what nation, what continent we're on. Amen. I'm telling you, he's still the same God. His attributes are the same. His spirit is the same. He has not changed. Hallelujah. He is, amen, faithful. Glory to God. He's faithful. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, and his word's still true. Hallelujah. He will perform his word. He will keep his word. Hallelujah. Men will fail us. They will let us down. But he will not. Amen. He is a faithful God. Hallelujah. I thank God this morning that I have a God that I can have absolute confidence in. Amen. So much that I can walk with him in the midst of hardships and trials and tribulation and know that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And know that he that is in us loves us more than we can love our own self and cares more about us and can do more for us than we could ever do. Amen. We love him because he first loved us. We love him because without him we have no reason to hope, no hope at all. Amen. But through him we have blessed hope. Amen. We have a hope that springs eternal, that never dies. A hope that no matter what tomorrow may look like or what's the news today, it doesn't matter. Amen. Glory to God. He's still the hope that we have. There is nothing that can dim that. Nothing is greater than him. Nothing is mightier than this God. Hallelujah. I heard Brother David say many years ago that when that servant has come back to Elijah and said he's seen that cloud that rises out of that sea like it unto a man's hand, that Elijah, amen, suddenly perks up and says, you go tell old Ahab to hook his horses up, amen, and get off this mountain. Amen, because I hear the sound of an abundance of rain. And amen, that servant might have wondered, but Elijah knew that hand that's coming out of that sea wasn't just any hand. That's a hand that's measured the oceans in the hollow of it. Amen, he's fixing to be some rain. Amen to God. When God's hand moves, amen, I can tell you it will not be the same. It will be different. Amen, there will be a change. Thank God, amen, for the God that can change us in the right way. For a God that can change situations. And it don't take him forever. Amen. He can change it in a moment. Hallelujah. And I like that song. It says, in just a moment. Amen. I believe it was Shepherd Boy. He can touch you. And everything will change. Everything will change. Amen. Aren't you glad you got a God like that this morning? Amen. Listen, used to sing that song with young. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world. Well, he's still the same God. Amen. Amen. He's still the same God. And if we'll hold on to him, he'll hold on to us. And I can tell you, as long as we be faithful and hold on to him, there ain't nothing can move us out of his hands. said, in the day of when my enemy rises up against me, thou shalt set me upon a rock. Amen. I got a little news for the devil. When God sets us there, ain't nobody getting there but what God allows. Amen. Appreciate the Lord this morning. Amen. Anybody need prayer before we close the service this morning? I thank God for His Spirit. The reality.